Will the House please come to order? Will members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to indicate their presence by voting? Will the clerk please take the roll?
36 members present.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Bettisworth and Zaroff excused from the call of the House today. And there is one vacancy, Mr. Speaker.
Will the members please rise for the invocation by Pastor Milton Hunt, Resurrection Lutheran Church.
Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we all give thanks to you for the breath of life which we enjoy each new day as your fresh gift. Forgive us those moments when we appear to imagine that we control our own destinies. We find ourselves this morning between the twin Christian holy days of Palm Sunday and Easter, one signifying suffering and a cross, and the second, victory and a resurrection. Stir up in us vital faith for life both here and hereafter. O God of grace and compassion, we remember before you today our colleague and brother, Jack McBride. We thank you for the privilege of knowing and serving with him as a companion in our pilgrimage on earth. We appreciate his views, his good conscience, and the witness of his life. In your boundless mercy, console and comfort us who mourn. Keep us aware of the shortness and uncertainty of human life, and guide us in truth and faithfulness all the days of our lives. Give us your divine aid, that we may see in death the gate to eternal life, and the reunion with those who have gone before us. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, who died and rose again to life eternal. Amen.
Representative Winty.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Representative Winty.
Mr. Speaker, my community and my district, this body and this state have lost a dear friend. I have had the opportunity in the last 2 years, sharing an office with Jack, to have many evening conversations with him when his staff would go home and my staff would go home. And I think, like many of you who sat and talked over issues with him, know his abiding concern and sincere interest and the people of this state. Those of us who knew him well were aware that he had a weak heart. Anyone who came in contact with him was aware that he had a very strong and sincere heart, a concerning heart for the working man, or the, what he referred to as the common man of this state. And that concern came out in almost any topic that we have discussed this legislature. I can remember just last week when the issue of recognizing the efforts of the Lucian campaign during the war, when as a teenager he was on a construction crew out there, and where many people would mention the names of Buckner or talk about the bombers or the battles. Jack, as we would all expect, talked about the natives on those islands, the impact that that campaign had on them. And in just the last year, visiting that area again, the only thing that came to his mind was the impact of those common people. And every issue that is ever raised here, I think we can all recognize that is that aspect of life that Jack emphasized. That strong heart carried throughout the state. 24 hours before he was taken from us, he made his last public presentation in Petersburg, talking to a large gathering there prior to his visit to Wrangell. And I think there's no better expression of his concern and how he viewed his life than his opening statements at that presentation. He began this presentation talking to that gathering of Democrats in Petersburg, but I think he is truly speaking to all of us here on this floor and all his friends throughout this state. He started that by saying, and I quote, "You know, I don't feel good talking like a politician. I'm not really a politician. Thank you if you think I am. I really don't feel like one. I know an awful lot of you. I feel like you're all my friends. Thank you, Mr. Speaker."
Will the members please rise, and may we bow our heads in a moment of silence. Will the House please stand at ease? Be spread in the journal. Will the House please come back to order? Will the clerk please certify the journal for the 99th legislative day?
As chief clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 99th day.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 99th legislative day be approved as certified by the chief clerk.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Are there guests for introduction? Messages from the governor.
Dear Representative Hayes, I have signed the following and am transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. House Bill number 291, Providing for Tuberculosis Examinations and Quarantines, Chapter 33, SLA 1984. Sponsor substitute for House Bill 292, relating to tuberculosis screening of school employees, Chapter 32, SLA 1984. Signed sincerely, Bill Sheffield, Governor. I have no further messages from the Governor, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
The Senate approved the citation honoring Nadine Price, 1984 Olympic torchbearer. The Senate concurred in the House amendment to committee substitute for Senate concurrent resolution number 26 rules, thus adopting House committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate concurrent resolution number 26 HESS, feasibility of creating local advisory boards. The Senate passed House Bill number 48, repealing certain insurance laws, and it is returned. This bill has been sent to enrolling. The Senate has passed committee substitute for House concurrent resolution number 9, finance amended with the following amendment, and it has been duplicated and placed in your limbo file. And so committee substitute for House concurrent resolution number 9, finance amended Senate, calling for erection of a suitable memorial to honor veterans of all wars involving the United States on the site presently occupied by Nimbus, with a Senate letter of intent, is returned for consideration. The Senate has passed the following, and they are transmitted for consideration.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Duncan.
We're having it ease, please.
House, please stand at ease. From the Senate.
the Senate passed and transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 447, State Affairs amended by the State Affairs Committee. An act making a special appropriation to the Department of Public Safety, Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault, for a training program on the prevention, investigation, and treatment of sexual and physical abuse of minors and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs Committee substitute for Senate Bill 447, amended, is referred to the State Affairs and Finance Committee.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 477, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to arrests for and the definition of domestic violence.
Judiciary Committee.
I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr.
Speaker. Other communications?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Finance has had committee substitute for Senate Bill 94, Finance, making special appropriations for capital projects and providing for an effective date under consideration. Recommends it be replaced with House Committee substitute for Committee substitute for Senate Bill 94, Finance, with the same title, and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Adams, Chairman, concurred in by Adams, Martin, Furness, Lindauer, Grusendorf, Fritz, and Ward. Mr. Duncan has no recommendation. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 94 appears on today's calendar. The Committee on Resources has had Senate Bill 322 relating to the Alaska Agricultural Loan Board under consideration and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Ringstead, co-chairman, concurred in by Schultz, Larson, Gall, Liskud, Cowdery, Euling, and Ringstead. Senate Bill 322 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Committee on State Affairs has had committee substitute for Senate Bill 418, Judiciary, establishing the time for the convening of the legislature under consideration and reports it back as follows. The report was signed by Mr. Abood, chairman, signing Dupass, M.M. Miller, and Cowdery. Having no recommendation, Abood, Locker, Larson, and Schultz. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 418 has no further referral. The Committee on Hess has had Senate Bill 519 relating to state support for education under consideration and recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Mrs. Tischer, chairman, signing Dupass, Tischer, Euling, and Martin. Davis has no recommendation. Senate Bill 519 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Committee on State Affairs is at House Bill 596, relating to public construction under consideration, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 596, Hess, and reports back as follows. The report was signed by Mr. Abood, chairman, signing do pass, Abood, and Cowdery. Signing do not pass, M.M. Miller, and Locker signed do not pass, bill stripped. Signing no recommendation, Larson and Schultz. House Bill 596 has no further referral. The Committee on Transportation has had House Bill 622, making a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for access road signing and illumination improvements for public schools in the Fairbanks North Star Borough under consideration and recommends it do pass and attaches a physical note. The report was signed by Ms. Cato, chairman, concurred in by M.W. Miller, Davis, Flood, Zemanski, and Cato. Abood has no recommendation. House Bill 622 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 57 was introduced with a State Affairs Committee report by the State Affairs Committee, suspending Uniform Rule 23 of the Alaska State Legislature concerning House Joint Resolution Number 76. The State Affairs Committee reports it back as follows. The report was signed by Mr. Abood, chairman, citing Dupass, Abood, Cowdery, and Schultz. Having no recommendation, Locker, M.M. Miller, and Larson.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that House Concurrent Resolution 57 be taken up as a special order of business at this time.
Is there objection? Hearing none, House Concurrent Resolution. Representative Miller.
I don't have any problem at all. The calendar says 58. We're talking about the same one. We've got two doing the same thing?
Yes.
Okay, I guess I'm confused. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Is there objection to the motion to bring House Concurrent Resolution before the body as a special order of business? Hearing none, will the clerk please read the resolution?
House Concurrent Resolution Number 57 by the State Affairs Committee, suspending Uniform Rule 23 of the Alaska State Legislature concerning House Joint Resolution Number 76.
Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall House Concurrent Resolution 57 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Representative Phillips? Phillips from yes to no. Clerk may take the roll.
35 yeas, 2 nays.
House Concurrent Resolution 57 has passed the House. Clerk, have further resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 58 by the Finance Committee, suspending Uniform Rule 23 of the Alaska State Legislature concerning House Bill Number 717.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent that House Concurrent Resolution 58 be taken up as special order business at this time.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Will the clerk please read the resolution?
House Concurrent Resolution Number 58 by the Finance Committee, suspending Uniform Rule 23 of the Alaska State Legislature concerning House Bill Number 717.
Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall House Concurrent Resolution 58 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
35 yeas, 2 nays.
House Concurrent Resolution 58 has passed the House. Will the clerk please read any further citations or resolutions?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of bills.
House Bill Number 717, with a governor's letter by the Rules Committee by request of the governor, an act relating to the longevity bonus program and providing for an effective date.
House Bill 717 is referred to the Finance Committee.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Brings us to consideration of the daily calendar. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent that the daily calendar be held over for tomorrow.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. This brings us to unfinished business. Announcement of committee meetings. Representative Miller.
Rising for unfinished business. Could we be briefly at ease?
House, please stand at ease. Since we are holding the House calendar over until tomorrow, I'd like to suggest that each member keep today's calendar on his desk in order to accommodate the work of the House pages. Representative Miller, did you wish the floor?
Mr. Speaker, just for purposes of an opportunity to vote once more, but as far as I'm concerned, without debate, I'd like to bring up the reconsideration of House Bill 605.
Will the clerk please read the bill?
House Bill 605, effective date failed by ward. An act providing for the issuance of general obligation bonds in the amount of $100 million. For the purpose of paying the cost of constructing a public facility to house the legislature and other state agencies in Anchorage.
Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall House Bill 605, which is before us in third reading under reconsideration, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
21 yeas, 16 nays.
House Bill 605 has passed the House on reconsideration. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent to roll call. Excuse me, Mr. Speaker. Move the effective date clause.
Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the effective date clause for House Bill 605 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Representative Malone? President Malone from yes to no. Clerk may take the roll.
23 yeas, 14 nays.
The effective date clause has failed. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Moving to ask unanimous consent, we move back up the calendar to reports of standing committees.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Will the clerk please read any reports of standing committees?
The Committee on State Affairs has had House Joint Resolution Number 76 relating to the assignment to Alaska of the Rapid Deployment Light Infantry Division under consideration, recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Abood, Chairman, signing do pass, Abood, Cowdery, Larson, and Schultz, having no recommendation, Locker and M.M. Miller. House Joint Resolution Number 76 has no further referral.
This brings us back to unfinished business. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Moving to ask unanimous consent that Representative Grusendorf be excused from the call of the House on Thursday, April 19th, and that Representative M.W. Miller be excused from the call of the House on Thursday, April the 26th, until Wednesday, May 2nd at Plain Time.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the representative is excused as requested. Further unfinished business? Representative Miller.
Be briefly, please.
House, please stand at ease. Unless there is further unfinished business, we'll move down to announcements. Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, just under announcements, members who would like to contribute to a floral leaf wreath from the House can leave their contributions if they like with my office or stop me, whichever they prefer. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill number 717 regarding longevity bonus will be heard today with other bills in House Finance.
Representative Ringstad.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the resources meeting this afternoon, we'll be doing SB 52, which we were working on yesterday, and try to complete it.
Representative Cowdery.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Labor and Commerce Committee will be meeting Wednesday tomorrow morning at 8:15, and Barron's Billing will be hearing House Bill 716, the Board of Pharmacy Bill, and Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 286, the Motor Vehicle Warranty.
Representative Abood.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Today in State Affairs, we'll be hearing the confirmation hearings for the Violent Crimes Commission Board, also use of public money for personnel services, and defining an Alaskan bidder, but something else is even more important. Today we're having a kind of a breakthrough in our telecommunications. I would invite you all to come down if you'd care to see it. A terrible amount of equipment down there, but what it is we're going to flash it to Anchorage, and in Anchorage at that time will be about 8 or 9 foreign country representatives in the telecommunications field. What this does is show it's video, but it's a stop frame deal. It's so far less expensive than anything else. In addition to that, it goes over the telephone line, which is a kind of a breakthrough in, for the legislature here in Juneau and so on, for the telecommunications area. It's a very interesting experiment that we're performing down there today. I would encourage you all to come down and see the new technologies that we are now attempting to bring to the representatives with the teleconferencing so that they can see you and you can see them. It's a video deal, but it's done through the telephone line. And it's actually quite an interesting experiment, and we're going to be doing that this afternoon, so I welcome you all to come down and join us. Thank you.
Representative Duncan.
We have it at ease, please.
House, please stand at ease. Are there further announcements? Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will be a House Democratic Caucus on adjournment today.
Representative Ewing.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Special Committee on Loans is going to be meeting at 4 o'clock in the Resources Room. We've moved that up 1 hour with the concurrence of most of the members I've talked to. We are going to take up House Bill number 620 in relation to the Alaska Industrial Development Authority.
Representative Herman.
Mr. Speaker, the Special Committee on Fisheries meeting will be canceled today.
There will be, Representative Abood, there will be a short majority caucus upon the motion, upon adjournment in the Speaker's chambers. Special orders. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Wednesday, April 18, 1984.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the House stands adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.